Podcast 93, Shavuot and the Character and Person of the Holy Spirit. Today, I want to take a slightly different approach to the event we celebrate in the church calendar, the Feast of Pentecost. Firstly, I want to outline some of the background of the Feast of Shavuot, or Festival of Weeks, the Jewish festival, which is known to us as Pentecost. Secondly, I will consider the character of the Holy Spirit and give some reasons as to why I think the Holy Spirit is the odd one out of the Trinity and what that means for us as Christians. The Feast of Shavuot, or Festival of Weeks, is known as Hag HaKatzir, the Festival of Harvest, and is one of the oldest Jewish festivals. Exodus 23:16 indicates that it was established at the same time as the Passover festival. The feast is held over 2 days and takes place exactly 7 weeks after the second day of Passover. For the Jews, 7 was a special number, symbolizing perfection. Hence the Greek word that the book of Acts uses for the festival, Pentecost, which means 50th, i.e. 50 days after the first day of Passover. Now, the Feast of Shavuot celebrates 3 things. Firstly, the giving of the Torah, or law, to Moses on Mount Sinai. Secondly, the bringing in of the wheat harvest. And thirdly, the ripening and offering of the first fruits of harvest to the Lord. The closest equivalent we have in these days in our Anglican tradition is the Sunday celebration we call Harvest Festival. Now, in ancient Israel, a procession to the temple in Jerusalem would be made, bearing an offering of wheat and barley, and baskets carrying the first fruits of the harvest, typically such items as grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Men, women, and children would all participate. In modern times, these processions still occur, and the produce is sold, with proceeds going to a charity known as the National Jewish Fund. At home, many Jews will decorate their synagogues and homes with plants, flowers, and greenery. This reminds them that Shavuot is a harvest festival, but also that Mount Sinai was covered in green foliage when Moses received the Torah, or law. Shavuot is also a time when Jewish boys and girls are brought to the synagogue to be confirmed in their faith through the ceremonies of bar mitzvah for boys and bat mitzvah for girls. So why did God, in his wisdom, choose this festival to be the birthday of the church? Here are a couple of suggestions for connections that I can see, and you may be able to find others. Firstly, Shavuot celebrates the giving of the law, when Moses came so close to God that when he came down from Mount Sinai, his face shone, it radiated. And at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is present with the disciples as tongues of fire shining above their heads. Shavuot is the festival of the first fruits, and at Pentecost, the first fruits of the new church are gathered in and presented to God. As at the end of Peter's speech on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:41 tells us that about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Shavuot is a very joyful and happy festival, and the effect on the disciples of this filling of the Holy Spirit is twofold. Firstly, it gives them languages they had never formally learnt, and it makes them so happy and ecstatic that some of the crowd thought they were drunk. Shavuot is also a time when new believers, i.e. Jewish young people, make a public confession of their faith. And at Pentecost, the disciples also publicly confess their faith in a supernatural way through speaking the gospel in tongues and also through Peter's sermon. So as we consider Pentecost the birthday of the church, we would do well to remember Shavuot, because no building is built without a foundation. the foundation of Pentecost is Shavuot, and God deliberately chose that Jewish feast, I believe, as the launching pad of this new community of faith, just as he chose the Jewish festival of Passover for the salvation of the world to be enacted. Now, at this point, I'd like to change gear a little bit and consider and reflect on the character of the Holy Spirit. Because what Jesus promises his disciples on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2:8 is that they will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on them. So who is this person, the Holy Spirit? The manifestation of the Holy Spirit is very different from either God the Father or Jesus the Son of God. The concepts of Father and Son are very accessible to us. We know how these concepts work because they occur in our own human context. But the Holy Spirit is very different from the other two persons of the Trinity. For a start, there's no obvious gender associated with the Holy Spirit. We know the Holy Spirit is a person, not a force or a power. But when this person is manifested in a physical form in the New Testament, they don't appear in a human bodily form. For example, when Jesus is baptized, the Holy Spirit appears as a dove. And in the manifestation on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit appears as a mighty rushing wind and tongues of fire. So not only are these manifestations not gendered in any way, they are not actually manifested in any human or bodily form. So what are the names given in Scripture to the Holy Spirit that might give us insights into the character of the Holy Spirit? John 15 calls the Holy Spirit the Counselor. Romans 1, the Spirit of Holiness. Romans 8, the Intercessor. John 14, the Advocate. John 14, the Spirit of Truth. Acts 9, the Encourager. Acts 20, the Appointer of Leaders. 1 Corinthians 6, the Inhabiter of Our Bodies. Acts 1, the Power Giver. John 16, the Helper. So you can see that from this list, the Holy Spirit's person and activity is interwoven through the life of the Church, both our corporate fellowship and our life of faith as individuals. Reflecting on this brief overview of the character of the Holy Spirit, I can only conclude that the Holy Spirit is not an add-on for our Christian life, some sort of optional extra. The Holy Spirit grows within each of us the fruits of the Spirit, those essential Christian qualities outlined by Paul in Galatians 5. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The Holy Spirit is also essential for the community of faith and gives the Church the gifts of the Spirit, explained by Paul in 1 Corinthians 12, speaking in tongues, healing, prophecy, words of faith, words of knowledge, gifts of administration, gifts of intercession. And how can we make what can we make of all of this for ourselves as a people of God, we who are the temples of the Holy Spirit? So there are three things I take away from this brief study. Firstly, the Holy Spirit is involved in all aspects of our lives, both as a community of faith and as individuals seeking to grow in grace and faith. Secondly, the Holy Spirit is an active member of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is not just there to make up the numbers, so that we've got the three persons of the triune God. And thirdly, I think it's easy to overlook the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is possibly the Cinderella person of the Trinity. But when I'm praying for power to be a more effective witness, or trying to intercede in prayer for someone, Maybe I should be more consciously asking the Holy Spirit to help me. So my prayer for all of us at this time of Pentecost is that we may all make more room in our lives for the Holy Spirit to dwell in us and work through us. Amen.